Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
First, we want to go to Waco, Texas. You know, we talked about the five gangs that came together, over 150 people wounded, over nine people killed, a shootout with each of the gang members, but also with the police, and how that fit in the context of the prophetic warnings that was been given by several people. One is Rick Joyner, how God has exposed this reality that would be coming in Texas. But they found over 1,000 weapons in that restaurant where those gangs were. As a matter of fact, take a look.
We found up to 1,000 weapons inside the establishment. We believe that those weapons were discarded either during or after the melee. We found weapons hidden under bags of flour, in bags of chips. We found a handgun stuffed inside a toilet. We found an AK-47 in a vehicle in the parking lot, and even so far as much as found body armor. This isn't your church-going crowd that came out to have a dinner with the family. This is a gang-oriented criminal element that was in our city to conduct criminal activity. The majority of those individuals arrested, shot, stabbed, killed, were not even from our community. I think this shows the level of violence that they thought was going to go on here and knew most likely would occur. And it just shows the potential for violence when you have criminal gangs involved.
I mean, you said there are knives, guns, what else was it?
Knives, guns, clubs, chains with locks attached to the bottom of them that were used to beat individuals, a rifle in the parking lot, and body armor.
1,000?
Yeah, we're approaching a number of 1,000 weapons.
That's not like
inside.
900 bullets.
No, we're talking individual weapons inside and outside of the parking lot.
What we're hearing is that, you know, this whole propaganda that's been pushed out over America and the distrust of law enforcement that has been promoted throughout our country, even from the highest offices, and people, law enforcement, are beginning to feel, you know, checked in regards to, I need to really risk, you know, stepping out, which is causing the criminal element now to rise up and say, you know, this is time for us to take a vacation. We can do all kinds of things. Now we're starting to see that take place in America, over 1,000 plus weapons. What does that mean? Prior to this shootout, all those weapons were on all these people. But when the police showed up in the shootout, they started shoving those weapons under flour bags and potato chip bags. All over the place they found all these weapons. There were weapons for serious destruction and harm. And if you think about Waco, Texas, what is that, 3 hours from your house? Is that 10 hours from your house? Is that, what, 12 hours from your house? And they weren't from that area? Understand that if we don't turn back to the Lord, this violence will be loosed over our nation. You know, it's like a storm is being fashioned, and we have to wake up. We'll be talking in a future program about how there's this concept of a national police force. The reports are that they are beginning to train our own military inside of American territory, and they're putting a badge on their shoulder to separate them so people know this is actually military soldiers training, I believe, in the Southwest from Texas to California, going through the neighborhoods, going through stores and all. It's like, man, this so fits into the criteria of potentially Germany. We need to really wake up and think about it. Is this a Dietrich Bonhoeffer moment? Do we as the church need to respond to what's going on?
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.